It's time for Friday Follies, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
All Better Audio. We're not just good, we're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077, making audio sound all better. That is all.
The 4077 and All Better Audio presents
Greetings, I am John Taylor. Robert Totten. That's not right. Paul Bogart. Rod Holcomb. Stuart Rosenberg. Oh, of course, I am Alan Smithy. And welcome to Alan Smithy Theatre. Tonight we are proud to premiere something from some guy. Perhaps next time cue cards could be set. This is really frustrating. Week after week I am subjected to the worst conditions that anyone in Hollywood could endure.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following program has been classified as C for crap. For your continued pleasure, please turn off now.
The Old Fashioned Theatre Company is proud to present The Adventures of Willie Triumph.
In our last exciting adventure, Willie was in a battle, about to be thrown over the edge of a cliff, after fighting with his longtime nemesis, Robin Hugh. Life was about to end.
You'll never win, Robin. Good will always triumph over evil.
Oh, don't be daft, man. I've beaten you up, I've tied you up, I've put you in a barrel, and now I'm going to kick you over the edge. Oh, and then I'm going to go and steal your girl. Think about that while you're dying.
Will Willie survive? Who knows? Not too far away in her home with her father, Willie's girlfriend was sitting worried. She knew that something was wrong.
Oh, Daddy, I sense that something bad's happened to Willie.
Well, I don't think so, honey. He's a good man and will be back very soon, and he's taking care of you. Not many would.
No, I know, Daddy. I love Willie.
Yeah, well, I guess that, honey, from the amount of time he's been walking the street.
Soon in the distance, they can see a horse approaching in a pile of dust.
Daddy, it's Willie.
Oh, well, so it is, old timer. He's back. Yee-haw!
Willie! Who are you?
Me? I'm Robin Hugh. I've beaten Willie, I've tied him up, and now I'm about to take you.
No! Daddy, help me!
I don't think your daddy can help you now. You'll never see Willie again. Well, maybe not until tonight.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah.
Will the girlfriend survive? Will the father help? Is Willie dead? We will know in the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Willie Triumph.
This program has been brought to you by someone holding a gun to my head. Please, don't listen to any more.
Alan Smithy here. I am proud to announce that after all my many years in Hollywood, my many accolades and awards that I have the pleasure to announce the opening of Alan Smithy Land, my very own theme park, to honor all my many achievements in the field of motion pictures. Yes, you can experience firsthand the excitement of the Old West in Death of a Gunslinger, The Ride. Or you can experience the horror of The Birds Too, Land's End. Or maybe you'd prefer to visit the areas made just for adults. Like National Lampoon's Senior Trip, The Ride, or Shrimp on the Barbie, the Total Immersion Experience.
Ow!
Okay, that one's not really adult, but it has Cheech Marin, who's kind of funny, and Emma Sams, who was hot as hell in 1990. Oh, I almost forgot the best ride of all. You'll be able to tell your friends that you rode Wad, The Life and Times of John C. Holmes in 3D. Make sure you bring along your raincoat because you're gonna get wet and sticky. Alan Smith and Land is located 245 miles south from the last exit in El Paso, Texas. We suggest that you bring your passport because it's technically located in Mexico. We're open 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. every Thursday in March and September. And our special one-time offer to get your annual pass is only available to the members of the Screen Actors Guild. Macaulay Culkin, Dustin Diamond, Carrot Top, Tracy Morgan, and John Fry, for obvious reasons. Oh, and Haley Baldwin, if she'd ever return my phone calls. Haley, text me, okay? I'm not a stalker. Okay, that one time, but that was not my fault.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following program has been classified as C for crap. For your continued pleasure, please turn off now.
The Old Fashioned Theater Company is proud to present The Adventures of Willie Triumph.
In our last unexciting adventure, Willie was thrown over a cliff in a barrel and was about to die. His girlfriend, Two Knee Hands, had been kidnapped by the dastardly Robin Hugh, while her father sat in the corner, incontinent.
I've told her if she got me some adult nappies, I'd be able to fight. Now I've got to sit in this shit.
As we continue the action, the barrel is about to hit the floor.
Must Saber must not let Robin win the day.
The barrel explodes. Out comes Willie, unleashing his mighty weapon, which catches on to the side of the mountain. Far above, you can hear people exclaim,
"Oh my, look at that. Makes you feel rather inadequate."
"Oh, I wish I had one of those. Phew, I wonder if I could get cosmetic surgery."
"Heck, I have one of those in my head."
In the meantime, as Willie climbs the mountain, we go to the cabin of Robin Hugh, who is trying to woo Tony Hands.
"Oh, you just wait, darling. I'll get my CD on and you'll be mine."
"Never, never. All I want is Willie, and I want him now."
"Oh, don't you worry. Here he is."
"Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen."
"Christ, I put the wrong CD on. That's my grandmother's birthday present. Right, eject, insert, press play."
"My darling, I'm hanging up your love, babe."
"There you are, darling. While that continues to play, you will be mine."
"Never. I mean, this singer is awful."
"Oh, wait. I bought it at the cheap shop.
He's an impersonator, selling by the millions. Barry Shite, I think his name is.
Just then, a knock at the door disturbs the wooing.
Hello, can I help you?
Hey, hello there. I am the sheriff. I was a stolen. I have come here to arrest you, Robin Hugh. Bloody hell, what have I done this time? I don't know. I do not keep up with the action, but I have been told to come here and arrest you.
As the policeman and the badman discuss the terms of the man's surrender, a window is smashed open.
Willie, come here. I want to put you in my hands.
That's right, I'm here. I'm gonna save you. Come to me, Tony Hands.
Just as the lovers are about to be reunited, Robin turns around.
Oh, I don't think so, Willie. I don't know how you got out of my barrel, but I've got a friend now, and he's gonna help me.
Yes, sir, I am the sheriff. I have a stolen. I am as corrupt as a British politician, eh?
Will Willie get his girl back? Will any of the actors get credible accents? Find out in the next and exciting adventure of Willie Triumph.
Yes, the second episode has been brought to you again by a man with a gun, and please don't listen to any more.
Nobody knows from where he came. His origin story has yet to be told. But his attention to detail is paramount for Earth's survival. Who is he, you may well ask? He is Nick of Time. This brave hero is among the mere mortals who live their daily lives, working 9 to 5, getting to meetings, catching trains and buses, and all of their existences depend on one man. No, not just a man, a paragon of precision, secondhand to none, able to synchronize in a New York minute. But where can we find this champion of the hour? Why, there he is, among the citizens of Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
Excuse me, sir. May I see your cell phone?
What the? Hey! Give me back my phone.
It's all right, citizen. I am Nick of Time.
If you wanted to know what time it was, I could have...
No. I know what time it is. I am from T-Y-M-E. This is official business.
T-Y-M-E? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It stands for Tactical Yearly Measurement Enforcement. Aha! You missed a dentist appointment.
I had to catch a flight to Tampa. My aunt just died.
Timeliness is a virtue, sir. But I'll let it slide this time.
What the hell is this?
Don't worry, it is not a ticket. I'm just simply letting you off with a warning this time.
Excuse me, I'm late for my flight.
Speed is not necessary if you plan ahead, dear woman.
Hey! What are you doing? That's my luggage.
I see your daily planner clearly says need to be at airport security by 3 p.m. For shame, madame. It is clearly 3:47.
Traffic was bad.
You're never late if you're prompt.
And marvel at Nick's next encounter.
May I help you, sir?
I'm confused. My flight from Chicago to Los Angeles, I can't figure out what time I'll arrive there. This time zone thing has me all far-blunged.
No problem, sir, for I am Nick of Time.
Okay, so now he's yelling.
Sir, you will arrive 2 hours before you left.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's a 4-hour flight and you'll cross 2 time zones. Don't worry, sir. I know what I'm talking about. Now, you may go about your daily existence.
He's talking time travel? What is he? Doctor Who?
Meanwhile, at airport security...
Ma'am, tell me, has anyone other than yourself handled your luggage since you packed it?
Well, that man over there, he grabbed my bag and...
Okay, we'll handle this, ma'am. this guy.
Wait a minute. You don't understand. I'm on official business. I am Nick of Time.
Okay, Nick. It's time to go.
But I need to...
Throw him in with the other lunatics.
Well, as you can see, time flies, but Nick doesn't. Join us next time when we hear Nick say,
"But your honor,
20 years.
20 years. That's 7,300 days. Oh, wait, there's 5 leap years in there, so it's 7,305 days. That's 175,320 hours. And it's 10,519,200 minutes. And it's, wow, 631 million seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following program is being classified as C for crap. For your continued pleasure, please turn off now.
The Old Fashioned Theatre Company is proud to present The Adventures of Willy Triumph.
In our last tedious adventure, Willy had rescued Tony Hands from Robin Hugh. He was about to leave when the sheriff joined the dastardly Robin. Tony Hands' dad was still incontinent, but had added, incompetent.
Oh no, I painted the cabin a sort of brown color.
Hey, you will not get away. I am as corrupt as a bale of straw here the president, and also have a friend in the local mafia.
Sheriff, bring him on. They can't handle me and my weapon.
No, Willy. Only I can.
At this point, the room goes silent, but not long enough for me to earn an ad bonus.
The mafia? Oh, bloody hell, man, I owe them money. That's why I've been after Willy for so long.
Again, a silence fills the room.
Yes. And when his mighty weapon was seen long before he was, I was told by Don the Dishes to get you.
At this point, Robin burst into song.
I saw the barrel go over the side and I cheered.
Ow, ho, ho, ho.
I came to collect the prize of Willy's girl.
No, 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 no.
He came here to help me. Yes, 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 yes. Now the mafia will get me and I'll sing no more. Sing no...
At this point, Willy pulled out his six-shooter, and I mean a gun which stops Robin.
The mafia won't get you. I stand for truth, justice, and under most presidents, the American way.
Suddenly the door opens, revealing a man with a dishcloth over his arms.
Don, the dishes. That's right. I am Don, the dishes. Most mafia bosses want a clean slate, but with me it's a plate.
I'm gonna take you in now. Tony, get behind me.
I remember you, little Willy. And this lady can serve the guests.
Suddenly, the windows darken. The shack is surrounded by many of Don the Dish's dishcloths.
Now you're all mine. Robin, perhaps you can pay me back by singing at the restaurant.
Robin, yes, do it. You were closing down in the week.
That's right, Robin. You can be the next John Revolting.
What's new, pussycat?
Will Willy escape with Tony Hands? Will Robin take any singing lessons? Will the sheriff end up in the dishwasher? Will Don explain to them why his hands are so soft? Find out in the next adventure of Willy Triumph.
Please, I beg you, don't listen to any more.
Coming soon. Prepare to race to the theater and cushion yourself for a horror film that will leave you clutching and shifting in your seat. Alan Smithy presents Turning Point, Tales from a Driving School. 2 steering wheels are not enough.
Okay, Mrs. Lugnut, now check your mirrors. No, not your compact. The rear view and side mirrors. Well done. Now, slowly ease into traffic. No, Mrs. Lugnut, you cannot make a right turn from a left lane! No, Mrs. Lugnut, that's not the brake! That's a hospital entrance! That's a church! That's a construction area!
View it in 3D IMAX for the full experience. Starring Gerald Muffler as the instructor. And introducing Miss Lotta Airbags as Mrs. Lugnut.
Hoo-wee! She was Miss Allerton Headlights 2016. I'm marrying that girl. That makes wife number 9. That's my lucky number. Alan Swiggy here. My latest film, Attack of the Killer Marshmallow. Let's read some reviews. The most terrible thing I've seen in years. Des Moines Reporter. The only thing more terrible than the script is the direction. Pittsburgh Moviegoer. So bad you'll be wishing Godzilla would stomp through the cinema and put you out of your misery. It ain't cool movie nerd news online. Will not leave you wanting some more. Cleveland Picayune. Who reads newspapers anyway? You know what? None of you are coming to my after party. See you at the Razzies. Rotten Tomatoes. Screw them. I'll show you Rotten Tomatoes.
Episode 2 of Alan Smithy Theater was written and produced by Victor Aurelius and Jeff Niles. Starring Jeff Niles, Victor Aurelius, Ted Wenskes, Rachel Rumbler, Gary Scales, and Willie Triumph was created and performed entirely by Steve White. Copyright the 4077th and All Better Audio 2017. Visit our website at the 4077th.blogspot.com.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
This production was stitched together by the 4077, making audio sound all better.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There! That's how long 20 seconds are. The Center for Disease Control recommends you wash your hands for at least 20 seconds as often as possible. We don't think about it a lot, but more germs are transmitted by the hands than by any other source, so keep them clean. Soap and water for 20 seconds, and you'll help prevent the spread of COVID-19. And maybe some other nasty stuff as well. This was a public service announcement from the Mutual Audio Network.